Lord, thank you we can meet together to praise your name, and I pray you'll bless us as we share this time together now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our King. Let us whisper his name, wonderful name, Jesus our Lord and King. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our King. Let us whisper his name, wonderful name, Jesus our Lord and King. For he is Lord of all the earth, his glory outshines the sun. See him clothed in his robe of righteousness, God's beloved Son. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our King. Let us whisper his name, wonderful name, Jesus our Lord and King. For he is Lord of all the earth, his glory outshines the sun. See him clothed in his robe of righteousness, God's beloved Son. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our King. Let us whisper his name, wonderful name, Jesus our Lord and King. Now then, I've got some slides to show you, and the first one's a bit of a puzzle, if that's alright. You okay? Now, see if you can figure out, when I get this to work of course, what's the difference? There you go. A little puzzle. This is to get your grey cells working and your to test your eyesight as well. Right, shall I tell you what they are? Or have you got them all figured out? We'll start at the bottom. The left sock is a different colour. Yeah? You got that? And then further up a bit, his tie has got a different coloured blob on the bottom. Right? And then it's the five or six bit, the sides of his mouth are different, right? They've got colour in one side and not on the other. And then there's one more. Oh, I've lost one of his braces is missing, next to his tie. Yeah? And then the last one is, he's got a missing eyebrow. Yeah? You got it all now? Very good. Well, what was that all that about? Well, I want you to look at these next two verses. I've got the same verse, but it's different translations, and you've got to spot the difference in this one, really. Right, I'll read them to you. From the New International Version, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." And then the English Standard Version says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." What's the difference? Well, I mean, obviously, the got the order slightly different, but the difference is one says spirit with a capital S and the other one says spirit with a little s. One's about the Holy Spirit and the other one's about us and our spirits and our attitudes, yeah? And which is true, do you think? Well, I think both of them are, really, because our spirit is controlled by the Holy Spirit, so he's the one that is the source, and the result is that we have a spirit that's not fearful, but of power, love, and self-control. Yeah, so that's what I'm getting at. And we're looking at that verse just for a few minutes. Right, let's see next picture. Oh, yes. What sort of things can control us? Oh, yes. There's the remote. What controls us? Attitudes. Things that we can think about. You can worry about the future till you're almost useless. I'm sure you're aware our thoughts do affect our feelings. Oh yes, our thoughts can affect our feelings. If you start thinking negatively, you start behaving negatively and feel it as well. Or the other side round, of course, if you're a bit more positive about things, that can change that as well. So God's going to start affecting our thoughts by His Spirit. That's what we're going to be looking at. So what doesn't God give? It says there, God doesn't give us a spirit or a sense of fear. Are you a sort of timid, fearful person? Well, people are different by nature, aren't we? We all have our own particular ways, but we're not to be timid people. The spirit that God gives us doesn't make us cowards or frighten us or make us want to hide and run away. That may be natural, but it also, as I'll show you in a minute, may be somewhere else. Where does that attitude of that sense of fear come from? I put a little picture of a snake on there. I put it in as a cartoon version rather than the real version, because I suspect some of you aren't too keen on snakes. Is that right? Anyway, the sort of things that where we can generate fear within us, our sinful nature. When things are wrong on the inside, they start producing wrong things. You can start feeling grumpy, or being angry about things, or fearful about things. Our sinful nature can generate that. Also, I mean, the world has its way of infiltrating the way we think. I don't know, do you listen to the news a lot? If you do, I suspect you'll become more and more depressed as time goes on, because the news tends to, major on the negatives, don't they? They all the bad stuff. Good news isn't news, it would seem. So the world's view can affect how we are as well. And behind all of that, we can say that the devil's at work. Satan and the demons are there to create fears. They can put thoughts into your mind. They can put situations before you where you tend or more may want to become fearful. So that's what God doesn't give us. That's what comes in from outside, yeah? Right, so what does God give us? It's a who. It's not a what, it's a who. God gives us Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit obviously representing Jesus to us now. So God gives us Jesus. Do you think we're going to win if we've got Jesus? I would say we will. Right, so let's have a look at what it says there. What does God give us? It's the who. He gives us power. We'll look at power first of all. Love and self-discipline. The word for power in that little passage there is related to the word dynamite. So you've got an idea that it's something pretty strong. God gives us power, but it's a different kind of power to where the world thinks. The world thinks of power as being able to smash stuff, I guess. But the power that Jesus gives is illustrated in John 13:3. You remember where on the night of the Last Supper, it says, Jesus, knowing that everything had been given into his hands, that all authority was his, so he's got all the power, what does he do with it? He took off his outer garment, put a towel on, and started serving, washing the disciples' feet. So the power that God gives us is a power to serve in confidence. I've got another little bit at the bottom, which I think is really important. Jean and I were looking at this last night, and I thought it was worth sharing. There's another word the Bible uses for power, but usually it's the word called authority. And it's not the word in this text, but it's still got something to say about it. The authority that we have comes from Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew 28:18, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. You've got the idea. So Jesus is actually giving us authority to go, because he's got all authority to be able to do it all. I just want to share with you a little reference. If you've got a chance to look it up sometime, there's a chap called Tim Sheets. Never heard of him before, but Jean had found out about him. A man called Tim Sheets is a prophet, really, but he's a pastor. And there's a program on, or a video on YouTube, several of his, and one is What God Is Saying Right Now. It was a prophecy that he was given earlier this month, I think. Yes, earlier this month. It's well worth hearing. So there's something for you to look up later on, perhaps. Yeah, Tim Sheets, unusual name, and he's on YouTube. Right, next then we've got is, what does God give us? He gives us love and self-discipline, yeah. God's love is our security. Do you know you're loved by God? Because if you do, then you've got nothing to prove, have you? I mean, that the whole point of being securing God's love means that, you know, we're not out to impress and try and make big names for ourselves. We know that we're loved by God, and he's there for us, yeah? And so that love that God has for us comes into our lives and helps us to reach beyond ourselves. Even as Jesus took off his outer garment, put the towel around himself and served and ministered, well, God helps us by the love he gives us to reach out to people who might not be quite so lovable in normal ways, yeah? But God loves us, and he wants us to show that love to others. And then we're told also, we have a spirit that God gives us, the Holy Spirit produces in us. One of the fruits of the Spirit is, of course, self-discipline. How about self-discipline? Are you self-disciplined? sometimes more than others, maybe. But look what the sort of suggestion is in the picture. Balance, calmness, determination, willpower, and confidence. Wow, well, there you are. All of those things that the Holy Spirit can produce in us. The timid you cannot be left to be timid you, but something else gives us a sound mind. I like that phrase. To become steady. Are you a steady person, or do you get blown up by all the winds around us? Well, God gives us a spirit of self-discipline. Wonderful. Right, now then, one more here. So what are we to do about it? Well, having looked at that verse, we're to think about, first of all, about God. What's God like? God is good. Yes? Are you going to say all the time? God is good. And because God is good, that helps us to be comfortable, I'd say, with the fact that God reigns in this world. If God was one of these dictators like we see in some of the parts of the world, it would be bad. But God is a benign dictator, we could say. God is good, and he's ruling in this world. And God has revealed himself as well, so we know what he's like. He's not just sitting out there. He's actually involved in our world. He's revealed his heart in his word. He's given us the Bible, and the Bible's there to help us change our perspective on things, see things from God's way. And it's also there that God's revealed himself through Jesus in that very personal way. Jesus comes alongside us, comes to live within us by his Spirit, of course. So there we are. We can think about God, and that puts things in perspective. Get God at the top, and everything else comes in place. And then we can think about us. Now, this is a one that's worth bearing in mind at the moment. We're not immune from life's challenges and trials. Did you know that? I thought you might. We're not immune from life's challenges and trials. And I put this quote here. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Nothing except what is common to mankind. So people's trials are what we face as well. The issues and the challenges that we want. Yeah? And we're loved and blessed. That's what we should know. Okay, so we face challenges. Life has its problems and so on. But we're loved and blessed. And one of the things I want us to think about is that the authority that God gives us enables us not just to accept things and take things, but to be able to stand up against things as well. Yeah, so we need to be aware of that. God has given us an authority to begin his rule in this world as well. And loved and blessed. I hope you feel loved and blessed this morning. How about this? We're in good hands. Did you know that? And I bet you know this verse as well. From Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Wow. Well, that's a great verse, isn't it? And God was writing that through Jeremiah to people for whom life had fallen apart. It was the time of the exile to Babylon in about 600 BC, a long time ago now, but the message is still the same. The people were in a foreign place, in a difficult situation, and weren't quite sure what was happening next. And God writes through Jeremiah, "I know the plans I have for you." God knows the plans. The interesting thing I think about that verse is that although God knows the plans, he doesn't always tell you them all. You have to wait for him to work them out. But he's on the job, and the Lord knows the plans he has for you, and he's going to make those plans work as you trust him. Plans to give you a hope and a future, right? We're not finished, brothers and sisters. You got that, eh? Jesus said, I will build my church, and he's going to do it. And that other verse there, the 1 Peter 5 verse 7, a great verse. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Isn't that lovely to be able to go to Jesus and know that he cares for us, and we can put all our worries in his hands. Have you got a lot of worries? Well, he's big enough to handle them all. Okay? So last picture then. So back to that verse. The Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So we can be confident God is able to do anything, able to help us, able to guide us, able to keep us safe. And whatever we face and whatever we go through, at the end of it all, we know that we're going to win through Jesus. A lovely verse that I find so blessed in Romans. It's in chapter 8, I think, isn't it? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You feel like a conqueror this morning, or a bit more beaten than normal? Well, you are a conqueror. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. So you better believe it, eh? And now then, just like to pray, and then we've got another song. Is that all right? So let's just pray. Father, thank you for the power you give us, Lord, for the love that you pour into our lives and our hearts. Lord, for the control that it brings into our lives, that we needn't panic, that we needn't be afraid, that we can trust you to guide us and help us, Lord. And where we fail, Lord, we can still come back to you and know that there's forgiveness and peace and restoration. Lord, what a wonderful God you are. And we bless and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we just say the Lord's Prayer together? That'd be good, wouldn't it, yeah? A new day, daily bread provided. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.